They cycled through the streets like a swarm of ants, all huddled together and in large numbers. And as they rode at a steady 12 miles per hour, motorists found themselves in their cars and unable to move. One was Omar Toledo, who was stuck on Coral Way and 22nd Avenue.
I'm kind of overwhelmed about, you know, all the bikes are going through, but, you know, it's something neat, I guess. You know, it's raining. I've been stuck here for the past 18 minutes and just bikes going along, and I don't know why.
I think it's great to see the community coming together, but the inconvenience that it's causing to the drivers, there has to be some middle way.
That was Hugo Moro, who was one of several drivers with some concerns, especially after it started pouring rain. But cyclists like Juan Bermudez see critical mass as a fun way to spend time with family. He and his 4-year-old son Martin got soaked, but he said they had a great time. Many drivers, on the other hand, did not. Lloyd De Peña was running late. I have to go to work now, and I'm very late. I didn't know this was going to be today. I've already been waiting for 20 minutes. The next critical mass event is on Friday, August 30th. Bikers and drivers are urged to check media and critical mass websites to find out which streets to avoid. I'm Corelia Rouse in Miami.